Virgo, if you could give yourself advice, what would be the most important advice that you would give yourself, and how would you apply it in real time? That is what the astrology and the intention is bringing you for the month of September 2022. Welcome back to Uprise Friends. Before we begin, I want to let you know a few very important things about today's reading, especially if you're new to astrology. These readings are for your rising sign and your sun sign. If you know both, then you can obviously check out both of them. And I wanted to share this information with you before we dive into your horoscope for this month. But before we begin, I want to introduce myself. My name is Alan Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist. I'm best known for cutting right through the noise and getting the most important messages to you. My intention is to help any present-day visionary to live their best life. So if you like what I offer on this channel, then let's hang out, subscribe, ring the bell so that it notifies you every time I put out a new forecast or horoscope. I'm happy that you are here, and let's dive into your horoscope now. Virgo, from September 1st until the 22nd, the sun is going to be transiting through your first house, highlighting you, highlighting your journey here, who you are, your body, how you actually show yourself to other people, how you portray yourself to other people, how your character comes into play, your behavior, and any kind of action plan that you put together for your life. These are the types of things that are being illuminated now. And you're going to be starting the month out with starting to reflect on decisions that you are wanting to make in regards to these themes, and kind of making some new decisions to bring some more of your life into the now, into the present, and into the real time. These are some of the things that you're going to be working on from September 1st until the 22nd. These decisions could also involve some kind of money or some kind of, you know, enhancements of the themes I just mentioned. So you could be making some decisions where you're wanting to invest some more time or money into certain aspects so that it can help you to kind of bring out a better action plan, a better sort of, you know, look even on how you're portraying yourself out into the world. And so these are the types of things that you can expect during this time. Late on September 9th, Mercury is going to station to go retrograde in Libra at 8 degrees. This is going to unfold in your second house. So this is going to be a time all throughout the month where you are going to be rethinking what your relationship to money is, what your relationship to productivity is. Because Mercury will be in Libra, and this has to do also with our relationship dynamics, there could be a relationship that could be helping you now during this time and this transit during this month that helps you to really anchor yourself in what feels true in your life when it comes to money. Ultimately for you, Virgo, I think that there is going to be a commitment that comes up here that is going to hold a much better and much truer vision towards what it is that you're wanting. From September 23rd until the 30th, the sun is moving into the sign of Libra. This is now going to enhance all the themes I just mentioned because the sun in Libra is going to be moving into your second house. So this is going to be a time where you're definitely going to identify things that you're wanting to protect, things that you feel like need your attention now when it comes to your money matters, okay? When it comes to feeling secure in life. The second house has a lot to do with feeling security and feeling a sense of wholesomeness. So during this time, you might identify and actually see with this Mercury retrograde as well that there are some things and some people and some situations that have just absolutely crossed the line, and you are coming home back to yourself by identifying what that is, identifying where you need to restore sort of a wholesomeness back in your life that you are wanting to restore, and perhaps you weren't aware of it now, but now you are going to start to see what these specific, you know, things are in your life that you have to work out that have to do with, you know, kind of crossing the line or not making you feel safe or making you feel like that, you know, this is not a place that you want to operate from in general. So you're going to be restoring these aspects by identifying first, what is it? What is crossing the line? Where and who is crossing the line? Could be relationships that are involved in this as well that are crossing the line here, or ultimately relationships that help you to put down better boundaries and then ultimately create a better version of yourself when it comes to how you actually make money or how you actually, you know, manifest certain things in your life that have to do with money or possessions. on September 23rd, specifically, the Sun is going to be conjunct Mercury in your second house. This is going to be a conversation that you're engaging in with relationship resets that involve money, that involve productivity, that involve support. Do you feel the kind of support that you want? I don't know, but this could be a situation where you're starting to engage in that conversation, that you need more support, that you need to be able to lean into it, that you need to be able to trust, you know, certain people in your life. This could bring this kind of conversation up during this time. Ultimately, the Sun conjunct Mercury in your second house is going to be a remedy for any kind of confusion that may have been caused at any given time in the past that needs to get cleared up. So this is going to be sort of a blessing that is coming through for you to start to get the remedies to clear up this confusion, or to let go of maybe even some kind of cynicism when it comes to you not feeling like certain things would be possible in your life. And so letting those things go, not holding on to them, Mercury conjunct the Sun is going to help you here to alleviate these aspects of your life. And perhaps for the first time, you're going to feel like in a long time that you don't have to have anxiety about the future anymore, that you cannot control certain things that have not even happened yet. You know, the only thing that you can control is the now. And so this is another epiphany that might be coming through with this Mercury conjunct the Sun, or the Sun conjunct Mercury. This is going to be a time, I think, that you are going to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm finally setting myself free. I'm finally coming through onto the other side. There is a sense of relief that comes with it. Same time as this conjunction is going on the same day, Venus is going to be at 22 degrees in your first house. So this is going to be a time where you're resetting sort of things that you're vibing with in your life, okay? You're vibing with your life. You are wanting to just attract now more of what it is that you like into your life. This is sort of a reset in this area. And again, a lot of you might even be meeting very important relationships that are coming into your life during this time that is going to help you to, you know, just live your life fuller, live a much more wholesome sort of version of yourself. So Venus 22 is going to make that possible here, that you can actually start to bring things into your life that you really, really love, that you want, that you desire. So then as you identify these things and you start to begin to see that you need to sort of anchor yourself into becoming whole again, Mercury then starts to drop back into Virgo, into your first house. So now you have to weigh out the pros and cons of this new epiphany that you have. Coming home to yourself requires now a different kind of mastery, and this mastery has to do with how you portray yourself, the action plan, the strategy that you have, maybe even a types of behavior within yourself that you're wanting to improve. And so now Mercury in Virgo is helping you to identify what that needs to be, what the pros and cons are, where you maybe even be talking yourself out of a certain action or a certain strategy or a certain way in which you're wanting to move on. These are the types of details you're going to be working out now. September 26th, the Sun is going to be opposing Jupiter. This is going to happen between your second and your eighth house. For a lot of you, this is going to bring up issues in regards to loyalty and trust that also tie into money. So this can also bring up old belief structures around money and things that you're identifying that you remember that were incredibly disappointing or hurtful from the past, but now they're coming up because you are going to work out what it looks like to trust again. A different kind of trust has to be worked out here. So the Sun opposing Jupiter, Jupiter being in your eighth house, that is going to work out how intimate you want to be or not want to be with certain people in your life, certain types of commitments that you're making that make you, you know, bond to someone and be so loyal. And perhaps that loyalty doesn't make any more sense. So there is a blind spot that is going to come up here for a lot of you where you're going to start to realize, you know, wow, now that I see the truth, I am not going to kind of trust and be this loyal to this person anymore or to this situation or to circumstance. At the same time, Venus is going to be conjunct Mercury now, trining Pluto, and this is going to be a very important conversation that is going to come up in regards to commitment and what you can commit to. commitment issues could be coming up on all sorts of levels, not only with you, but also with any party that is involved now, because Mercury conjunct Venus is going to be in a higher degrees at 26, so it can be involving other people here, where you are starting to confront situations where there is a little bit of tension in the air because you feel like the commitments are off or the commitments need to be in the right place. And you might even surprise yourself because Pluto being in your fifth house and that trine happening from the first, from Mercury conjunct Venus to your fifth house, this can be a time where I feel like you might even surprise yourself because all of a sudden you just like say this thing that has been on your heart for a long time and you start to realize you really needed to do it, and it frees you. It frees you up. It gives you this opportunity to just set your life on a different path by freeing what has been heavy on your heart and just saying it and coming out with it, you know? So it might be a time of liberation that is much needed, but it does come with this having to work out new trust and loyalty, you know, systems or kind of mastery over being intimate with someone. That's a wrap on today's horoscope. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to like this video. Give it a thumbs up. Have a great month ahead and see you in the next video.